book of Mormon, chapter 13, chapter.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah.
That was not my dad.
Well, you know what? I know you're not. But anyhow, so the guys, they went in that trench truck that night and broke into the tree home to the storm.
Oh, look at my
I might have that story on video somewhere.
Oh, that's probably, probably so. I mean, you know, we've had since I was playing, I played at the dance like when I was 12 with my dad and some big, part of the big stuff, not every month. Like now, we would play every month. But I never did see any big fights. Maybe some of them did want to talk to someone.
You always talk about Stuart McFarland.
He's always big guy and he talks loud and he took care of most of it.
He said that. All he had to do was open his mouth.
He said, you want to fight, go on outside. And then they didn't like him, you know. they want to show off in his dance somehow.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, he was really nice.
Really good guy.
Doing that truck right now.
Oh, yeah.
You see, sometimes you have to have a full house with people from New York. He's showing such a big person.
So that hat he has on,
it's like having a little shirt where he just drives it right through the rest of the dripping colors and blood.
Look at that guy!
He's got his hair.
Mike Richter has the maple syrup and pickles. That's a nice story. Mike Richter. And he's a Baxter Lander.
Okay.
And he has a lot of good stories,
I think.
One of the hippies that came here to take over the world.
Well, he said he's one of the hippies that came here and stayed. A whole bunch of them came here.
Tom Whittier was one of the hippies that came here and stayed.
Tom was?
Yes.
Well, he was a hippie.
Yeah, but he was back to Atlanta because he had a trust fund, he had money, he had an education. And he bought land and then married a local. Then he divorced a local and brought another person in. Oh my God, how could you do that?
Well, I didn't know that.
Alvin Wooten.
I met her over Netflix
Well, she's part of it. I would serve on the board at the Netflix Clinic, and we hired her when she came back to do recruiting. We were looking for two assistants. And it was just Martha went, oh, look at you. I'm like, yeah, let's get her.
And then I played music with your husband taught my cousin, Freddie. That's how Freddie learned to play.
From Alvin?
Yeah.
The Wootens the young boys. That's my generation.
Yeah.
But
Towards Danger,
Alvin Wooten. It was Alvin Wooten.
We're not going any further.
And Billy were the same age. So Freddie was actually older. He was John Kelly. So it was Billy.
But Freddie learned off of Alvin too, I think.
I don't know how they all hit it, but they were all.
I think Freddie was a guitar when he first started.
Yeah, he don't really play much.
Elmer?
Yeah. A little bit. I don't think he played as much.
He was about to make him. he kept it, he worked in the farm, and he took the lumber.
Oh.
And took the lumber and he did it.
Huh.
It still floats around.
He was very good with wood. Very good with wood. That was that's his grandson. No,
his nephew.
He lives on a really nice historic farm. And it's very self-sustainable, he's very calculated, he's a graduate of environmental science, and then worked here for Hussay and brought bread and cheese and kept on with his grandmother, kind of did to this area. And Eleanor was very disappointed when that relationship fell away, when Alvin was no longer a connected to Hussay. Mm-hmm. He's really big part of the... No, he was dad's brother's son to the Berkeys. And if he can, he will. He's very open about it, but he does really well, I think, at the farm. I mean, mm-hmm. He's one person.
And so, state road, too.
Yeah,
never got married.
That's why he has more time.
Right. Yeah. He's got the rabbit house. He's got the pigs. You know, it's like a nice little self-sustainable farm. Not depressed. But that's where the original cheese house is. The old cheese house is there, so you can still see the remnants of that. He's got a smokehouse.
Still got the bread when you put the cheese in, and the press is still there, but it's all getting covered up.
Yeah.
And they had a part of the house, or part of that part of the shop, has a little room where the water used to come through, and they had to just put the milk in there, and they had that milk. And that water from the spring came down through there. Now the pigs, they got a pen where the pigs have been there ever since I was born. They kind of tore that out.
I really think the real thing is living there.
Up on the hill. Wash a car real quick. Yes, you know, a lot of
pressure. But Alvin is a very good farmer. You know, and I think the family gave it easy. The family gave everything, you know, whenever it was split between all you kids.
Yeah.
It all went to Alvin. He worked for the state to go over there.
He said, whatever happened to the farm.
And now he loves working for the state road, having that right there.
Mm-hmm. He gets to work some machinery.
He takes care of Ralph's property, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's from the
I think that came along, you know, when Alan was still hanging on after this, then that stuff was kept. Dad said, okay, every first Saturday we're going to have square dance, and then Alan would calm a little bit, and then the fights wouldn't happen in Alan. No, no.
Exactly.
I think it was their whatever baggage they were carrying, they'd bring it here and try to do whatever they were doing too. But it was really bad there for a while, I mean, like the four wheelers.